Welcome to the Lunchtime Podcast.
Hello, friends. It is Friday. Yes, welcome to episode 39 of your Lunchtime Podcast, guys. Fuck yeah, it's Friday. Ron's back, old ginger nuts, the Jew hater. We have a quick discussion about the ridiculous price for a shockingly piece of shit looking toy. we took that, and we also dribble on with our usual Friday crap, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, guys, go give us a listen and enjoy, and let's get on with it. Welcome back, Ginger Nuts.
Hey, mate.
That's what I refer to you as from now on.
Ginger Nuts. Not Ginger Meat.
No, not just Ginger Nuts.
That's what I'm going to call me.
Hey.
Ginger Beard.
Mate. Before work, you were showing me something that you bought for the little fella.
I was.
That he wanted. Then he didn't want it.
He didn't want it, thank God.
The most knockoff. I don't know whether to say Chinese knockoff. Knockoff?
It would be.
It looked like the knockoff of a Chinese knockoff.
It would be. Yeah.
Looked like it was worth about $3.23.
Mm.
And it was. How much?
$99. From Big W. I didn't look at the price. He wanted it, so I was like, okay, here you go, mate. Scanned it, goes to a pay, like, holy.
Morning.
I was like, holy. How can this be $99?
So he went and bought another five?
No, seven. Anyway, got home. We bought him this other, Toy Story gun, friggin', I wouldn't really call a gun. He calls it an Uzer. Because it's from another movie. So, he bought him that. He didn't want to play with Transformers.
Oh.
I was like, beauty, that's going back.
I wish you lost the receipt. I really do.
Thank you.
And the receipt that you found, you thought was it, and you just went in. Because that was what it?
Imagine that.
A $5 shirt or something?
$25
shirt.
I was like, whoop, this ain't right.
But this Optimus Prime toy was the most basic looking fucking toy you've ever seen in your life.
What was next to it? There's Optimus Prime. What's that thing next to it?
Hey?
There's Optimus Prime standing there.
Oh, I didn't even take notes. I was too shocked by the price and how dodgy it looked for the price. How did they get away with charging so much?
It's going back. Yeah, I know, it's pretty rude.
So
probably tomorrow it'll go back. Then I'll go to Bunnings.
Use it on something better. Get $99 worth of fucking Bunnings snacks.
That's it.
Bunnings, shout out to Bunnings.
Love Bunnings.
Saving lives every Saturday morning.
I know.
Man. Couple things that's popped up. What I've been seeing on social media.
heaps lately is the argument for pineapple on pizza.
Really? I've never seen that. You for or against?
I'm well and truly for. And anyone who thinks pineapple doesn't go on pizza, you can go cut their scrotum, reach in, squeeze their own testicles, and then throw them to a fucking ibis.
What if it's a female?
And just go fuck yourself. Just go fuck yourself. You're just stupid.
But it only goes
fucking
good
dumb
with,
bitch.
It only goes good with Hawaiian and what's the other one I have it? Supreme, is it? Supreme have it.
Supreme pizzas have pineapple on it.
But well, wouldn't go with meat lovers, I'm sure. It'd be too weird.
You'd be surprised. Because I think I've had a pulled pork one once and had pineapple thrown on it. Delicious.
Really?
Delicious.
Something different. Well, I think pineapple does live on pizza.
Of course it does. It's that whole sweet and savoury thing. It's like,
Is that a salted caramel juice?
Chips and chocolate. Good. Like a packet of chips with a fucking chocolate.
They go together.
Like sweet and vinegar. Sweet and vinegar? Salt and vinegar.
Sweet and vinegar.
Yeah, that's a new one I've made.
Sweet okay. What about Macca's sundae and their hot chip? You dip them in there.
Are you a heathen?
What's that? That sounds a little bit racist.
I am all for the French fries in the hot fudge sundae from McDonald's. I live that life. I'm one of those.
I think so. Not that I've had it for a very long time.
But, excuse my crunching. Have you ever had salt vinegar chips on a Vegemite sandwich? Did you ever do that?
No. Salt and vinegar on a Vegemite sandwich.
Salt and vinegar chips on a Vegemite sandwich.
Very good.
But you don't want a fuckload of Vegemite. You don't want that, because then that's just way too much salt. Yeah. And that's not good for your heart.
As you care.
I don't really, but... But do yourself a favour, when you go home, and you go to have lunch, stop at a shop on your way home, just grab a small packet of salt vinegar chips.
I'm not really into salt vinegar chips. By himself.
Put it on the Vegemite sandwich, you'll thank me later.
What?
You will, instead of the usual photo of your shaved testicles that you like to send me.
I thought you liked it. I seem to get good photos back.
No means no. Not that I've ever said no.
Exactly.
But you'll start sending me photos of Vegemite and salt vinegar chip sandwiches.
Just big stacker.
You'll turn them in a towel, like the KFC stacker.
Yeah.
That's what I'll be getting.
As well as...
probably with your knob sitting on top of the tower.
Leaning up against it.
Okay, 3 a.m. nipple rubbing videos.
You enjoy it.
Be a nice change.
Wouldn't it? Mix up a bit.
But, listen to question.
Ooh, we got one. I like these. Is it directed to me, you, or both?
We would. For us. For both of us. For the podcast.
Who is it?
It's from one of our regular listeners, Gilly.
Gilly.
He, sexy, sexy chocolate man he is. Every time he goes past, I like to let him know he's sex with chocolate.
You like his photos too, don't you?
Mate, he doesn't fit. Those photos don't fit, the ones I get off him.
He had a big 27-inch iMac or something.
That thing, they throw off the side of a naval warship to slow it down. And it doesn't just slow down, it's 200 kilometres an hour into a concrete wall. It's a sudden stop for that ship.
Hang on.
With those photos. If you were to do it in a Polaroid, it's going to take you 1,700 single Polaroid photos to
get together.
To do it.
Ah.
That Sexual chocolate.
You must get a load of photo then. Oh. Fit it all in.
Mate, he's... Gilly started sending me photos of his anchor 3 years ago. And I still haven't received the last one.
Wow.
It's being mailed through. Now, Gilly's asked me, what is your funniest movie of all time? Now, I know we just discussed this off-air just before.
I don't watch too many funny movie or comedies. I'm not really a comedy. But I do like the Hangover series.
You're into those bondage snuff films, aren't you?
Snuff films? What's that?
You like, you don't know.
No, I do like the Hangover series. I like that Asian logo.
And Mr. Cha, Leslie Cha, so long, gay boy.
And that Zach Galifianakis, whatever his name is. He's a leap. I started watching that Two Trees.
Between
movie. Yeah,
Two
yeah. Because that's quite funny.
See, this is the discussion with Gilly that I had about when it comes to comedies. I'd say for the last. Shit, we're nearly. 2000, I'd say now for the last. See, when I think 20 years, I think, oh yeah, it must be 1980.
No way.
But no.
It's 2000.
Good God.
No.
I said, like, back in the days in comedies, like, for me growing up, and now that I have a little bit more of an understanding about comedy, I come to realise movies back then were a lot funnier because the actors, the main actors in a lot of these comedies were stand-up comedians, where today it's a lot of comedy writers writing movies for actors.
That's there, yeah.
Like Ed Helms and the one who loses the tooth in The Hangover, and Zach Galifianakis, both actual comedians. Bradley Cooper and the Note. No one ever remembers the guy that got stuck on the roof. No one knows who the fuck his name is.
No, I don't think he's even been in another movie after him.
I think he's done the three films for him, maybe.
Not this.
And that's it. He's fucking off into obscurity.
That Bradley Cooper, he's pretty good in another movie. It's not a comedy. What's it called?
I like the one, I think it's called Limitless.
Sniper. American Sniper?
American Sniper. Good film. But it's the one point in the film that lets it down for me is when he's holding the baby and it's clear as day, it's something you would buy a 2-year-old girl from BW for $99. It's literally one of those $5 plastic babies. And that's what he's holding and you see it clear on screen. It's a front of view. That sort of took away from the movie.
I don't remember.
Go back and watch it. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. But, a lot of movies now are written by people who have comedic chops. Like, they're funny. But it doesn't always translate to the screen when it's written for someone else to do. Like, if you go back to Caddyshack or Groundhog Day, like with Bill Murray or Chevy Chase.
Never seen them.
You've got to get on with it. They are funny. They will have you laughing. Well, you see, Bill Murray and Chevy Chase were stand-up comedians before anything else, before they were actors.
Yeah, come on.
And so these movies are written by comedians with the thought of the main actors were going to be comedians. So if there's a line that's done, a comedian knows how it's going to translate. So they can turn around and say, well, how about we try it this way? And then it becomes fun. They change the line, change a couple of words. Where now, like you said, it just seems like a lot of comedies are written to have a good laugh in mind, but it doesn't always translate to an actor. Like, yeah, The Hangovers were good, and it was lucky that Bradley Cooper was able to do that sort of stuff, but it also helped he had two stand-up comedians. Like, if Zach Galifianakis and Ed Helms weren't in it, I think it'd be a completely different film.
That's Zach, man. He made the movie.
On a purse, it's a satchel. Indiana Jones had one.
And then, you know, he gets the email, I'm not sure why, and then it says chow at the bottom. And then there's a chow as a bite.
But my movie is that, and it really got to me, and I had this the discussion with Jilly about it. I'd start thinking, I'd go, oh, Groundhog's Day. I'd be thinking Bill Murray. And then I'm like, oh, he was also in Caddyshack. Caddyshack was great. That's a great film. Oh, Chevy Chase. Chevy Chase is in that. Oh, Chevy Chase was in National Lampoon.
And a million movies later.
And then you just think of all these other people that appear in them. And then you get to Cheech Chong. And then you get to Monty Python. You get to all these great films. And so I'm stuck. I can't
pick one.
I cannot pick one. What comes close for me is Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Never seen.
It's so funny. Like, but then I think that, and then I go, oh, but then again, Blazing Saddles. The most racist film you'll ever come across, but it's done as racially funny.
So you can get away with it back then. Is that an old film?
Oh, yeah. That's from the 70s.
Hmm.
That's when movies... Not that anyone really thought it was acceptable, but they understood what a joke was.
You can't do that now. It was people get offended, apparently.
Oh, your shoelaces aren't a neutral colour.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to protest in the streets.
It's a joke, eh?
I actually saw it on Facebook with my father and...
I just want to show you what's crossing the road in my area.
Oh, big red cock. Ron has shown me a photo of his big red cock.
How funny is that?
It's just on the road. Why would you... Now he's all embarrassed. He's having to tuck it back in. God damn it, Ron.
It's a chicken.
Shave the shaft, mate. What's going on? That's too hairy.
It's a chicken. And that's the stuff I get out of my area. Kangaroos, cows, chickens. I've never seen a chicken before.
Do you catch them in film?
No.
Either?
I've never seen them.
You've never seen a cow or a chicken or a kangaroo?
I've seen a cow on the road.
Oh, who was that?
Talking about movie.
Oh, no. This whole climate change shit, I saw an argument on social media between my half-brother and my father where it was the meme... Oh, we're running out of time.
We are.
What was the meme? I've got to find this meme now. But, I actually think my father actually had quite a point because it was a meme with that Greta.
Oh, yeah.
Saying, oh, you stole from our generation. It's like,
I hate the
honey,
look of
your
it.
Generation doesn't know if it's male, female, or a toaster.
I hate the look of it. She annoys me.
Well,
she offends me. Can I stand up and say she offends me? Get off TV.
And so my half-brother decided he's going to start an argument by replying, in your generation can't own a computer without breaking it from a million viruses. And this is where I think my father makes the point. He goes, in your generation wants everything. Oh, hang on. Phones, cars, computers, air conditioning, lights, ovens, planes to fly across the world, a hot cooked meal, food, bread, milk. It takes electricity. To tell me how much you need. And then my half-brother replies, nothing wrong with wanting basic necessities. Well, air conditioning is not a basic necessity.
No, it's a luxury.
Flying across the world is not a necessity. Computers aren't a necessity. You don't need a computer.
No.
You have
a computer
in your hand.
Yeah, a lot of you go
in your phone. You can send things via Bluetooth if you want to print something.
You can print shit easily, yeah. You can scan stuff even.
And my father's, well, it takes electricity. Without it, the planet will come to a standstill. And then my half-brother's, the point our generation makes is there's a cleaner way of getting electricity than what we're using now. Well.
So your half-brother's a bit on the green zone.
He's a fucking nerd. He's very much into the generation of, oh, everybody needs to be treated fairly. Everybody. But I don't think what he realises is it is now a known fact that planes, and he likes to travel, he likes to fly places, planes are polluting the earth more than anything else.
Well, just think about how many there is in the world at one time.
That's right. And how much output.
How big their engines are. Some have four engines on.
So, the thing that he's calling a basic necessity, and how all the climate change protesters block all the streets, which blocks the cars from moving.
Oh, fuck, they're dead. They sit there idling,
they've got the air con going, the fumes going in the air.
People are smoking cigarettes because they're frustrated. Fuck that, and live in cunts. Just fuck off out of here.
So, I think, and especially with that young Greta, when she was doing her little, she's sitting there with plastic bottles of water next to her.
Drinking
retard. And I've had enough of the fucking retards. That's right, I said retards. Oh, you. Are you
no, R word. R word. No.
Fuck
that.
That
word.
Retards.
No, R word.
I've had enough. I think we're going to get on a radar with some retards here. Diesel guzzling, plane sized fucking vehicles, and just run over those PC pussies.
R word.
They retarded pussies.
Nothing more to add here.
Oh, there's plenty more to add, but I think
we are
that'll
on
do.
Friday.
So, thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining me, Ron.
I know, it's been a bit of an up and down week, hasn't it?
Oh, you dirty bastard. All right, guys, well, that's it. Thanks for listening in. Thanks to Ron. Thanks to you.
Why'd you turn it up?
And we're out. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that's it, guys. Another episode of Your Lunchtime Podcast done and dusted. Hopefully you enjoyed the show, and hopefully you keep sticking with us and you share us with your mates just for a bit of a laugh. Remember to like us and follow us on Facebook and Instagram and all that sort of, all that gibberish. Remember, you can get us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify and Anchor, and wherever you get your podcasts from. We really want you involved in the show too, guys, so remember to leave us the voice message with any opinions, any questions, anything you've got to say. So, I guess that's it. Hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll see you next time. Much love. Bye-bye. Spell on me, baby. Yes, you've got your spell on me.